and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm joined today by LDS Church video film producers Joe Fowler and Jacob Draper. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
You bet.
You guys just produced a Mormon message called The Savior Wants to Forgive. So tell me about the concept behind it and how it kind of came to be.
Well, this video has actually had two lives. It began as a video for the LDS Church's addiction recovery program. It was made to tell a story that helped to show the addiction recovery program in action. And then later on, it was converted into a Mormon message to share the message of how the Savior wants to forgive people, how no matter what struggles people are going through, what personal problems they have, that the atonement of Jesus Christ can affect their lives and help them overcome that.
Now, for those who haven't seen it, can you kind of tell us the concept behind it and walk us through it a little bit?
Yeah. So the story is it's basically an interview with a gentleman named Mark who has had a history of drug and alcohol abuse. It led to even committing some crimes in order to get money to buy drugs. But what was important about the story, at least as far as creating into a moral message based on this talk, was that he had made mistakes. He had fixed those mistakes, you know, went to prison, got out, cleaned his life up, actually ended up going and serving an LDS mission and going back to school and meeting a nice young woman. But then he slipped. He fell back into those same mistakes and even did some worse things. And it got to the point where he felt like, okay, I'm a loser. I'm you know, God hates me. I'm never going to be able to, you know, get my life back together. I was already given a chance, a second chance, and I blew that. But he still got that same message that, you know, there's always an opportunity to repent and to put your life back together. This video that Jacob made for the Addiction Recovery Program was incredible. I mean, it's one of my favorite projects that I got to work on, but it's not the most well-trafficked website. There's not a lot of people who actually will have an opportunity to see it, but more messages are viewed significantly more. And so to be able to take this story and just make a couple of changes to fit with the product of the more messages so that more people can see Mark's story and be influenced and moved or motivated or inspired by it is worth you know, the time to do that.
Really get the message to a broader audience.
Exactly.
How did you come up with this guy's story? How did you find this guy's story?
Well, we worked with the LDS Family Services, and they're the ones who really said the addiction recovery program, one of its fundamental principles is anonymity. If people are dealing with addictions, they want a safe place where they can go. They can, I mean, addictions are things that basically, by definition, they're things that have people shackled. They have people chained up. And the process of getting loose of that, the process of working through that is something that, you know, is enormously challenging. So the addiction recovery program, by definition, is a place where it's safe and anonymous. So it's not like we could go into an addiction recovery program meeting and say, hey, guys, we're making a video and we need you all to volunteer. But the LDS Family Services did do that. They send out a message to facilitators, to program coordinators, saying if there's anybody out there who'd be willing to share their story so that we can put it online to create a forum where those who are not even ready to step into a meeting can at least go online and view people's stories. So Mark is an excellent person. He's involved with the Addiction Recovery Program. He's been involved for lots of years. And
As a participant, but he's also a facilitator.
Facilitator and program coordinator both. Yeah. So he came forth as a volunteer to share his story.
What was it about his story that really made you think this is the one that's going to touch a lot of people?
When you think about it, it's an unusual story because when we tell stories, often there's like this inciting incident and a rising action that goes to a climax, and then there's some sort of a resolution. But the thing about Mark's story is that it's got this like structure where, like Joe described, he had these serious problems. His life was in descent, and the Lord saved him, brought him back, helped him to turn it around. But then he relapsed and went through, got even into a worse addiction and a worse relapse and into an even worse experience. And so the fact that there was this up and down and up and down made it a story that's really relatable because, you know, our lives aren't like this clean, mm-hmm. you know, it gets worse and worse and worse until some resolution and the Lord saves us and then everything's better after that.
Forevermore.
Forevermore.
Everything's better. Right.
Yeah. We all have relapses. We all have need to repent. And so, man, it's just such a great story.
What are your favorite parts of the video?
I think when he, as far as like the production of the video, when he, you know, robbed the store, that was actually, so when Jacob originally produced this, I came along to kind of help shoot and kind of be a crew member, which is not something we do on each other's films anymore. Back when we created this, we're all kind of a smaller group and we helped each other in those ways. And so, I thought our actors did a really good job and our crew, as small as it was, did a pretty good job, but we got to shoot it down at a little convenience store and shoot this robbery and him hiding in the bushes and stuff. It was a lot of fun. So, but in the video itself, that part is kind of the climax of this whole thing. And I, you know, yeah, if you've seen this one, or if you're going to watch this one, you also have to go back and watch the original version that's on the Addiction Recovery website, because there are some things in that we cut out, some pieces of the story that are a little more intense, maybe for a more message audience, but I think are important for Mark's story.
For understanding him, for understanding his context.
And to me, that climax is maybe a little bit more powerful in the original version, and which, again, that's kind of the thing that got me the most excited about that video.
Right, but when you take that moment, he's hiding in the bushes, and he comes to this realization, God gave me a chance. I was in prison, and God told me that he loved me, and that gave me the strength to overcome alcohol and drugs and really put my life in order, and I threw that all away. And what a poignant moment. Feeling like he'd wasted everything, and then to hear the voice of the Lord come to him again and say, "I'm still here for you." And I don't think that Mark's story is unique. I think all of us can have access to that. And I know I've witnessed it in my life, seeing people who really were. I had a friend who was in a very similar situation, had a problem with drugs, alcohol, wasting money, and you know all these sorts of things. But in visiting him on this one occasion, when it just felt like, to him, like the blade of the guillotine was about to fall on his life, that's the way he felt. But visiting him at that time, I just really had a strong personal impression that God loved him. I think that all of us can witness that love of God in people's lives if we look for it, in our own lives as well.
You guys have a very unique position in that you help share other people's spiritual experiences. But in turn, you probably have your own personal spiritual experience as well.
Sure.
What are you hoping that people really feel when they watch this?
So when Elder Cardin gave the talk that we used in this message, when he gave that talk in conference, I say a year ago, I think the part that really resonated with people was not just that the Savior wants to forgive us, but that he's waiting to forgive us even though we've made the same mistake over and over again. And I think when they heard that part of the message, it was very comforting. I know for myself, you know, there are times where we all sin, we all make mistakes, but there are some sins that we all have that we just can't get rid of. As many times as we've repented or we've tried, they always seem to come back. And we think, yeah, the Savior forgives. That's his role, but he's not going to forgive me this one thing because I keep messing up over and over and over again. And so by showing this man having, like Jacob said, having his life saved and then screwing up again, and in his mind he's like, well, I had my one chance, I blew it, I'm done. I think it's comforting for me, and I know my assumption would be comforting for other people to know that no, the Savior isn't changing his attitude about this. If we will change, he will continue to forgive us. He will continue to help us, even if we make that same dumb mistake so many times that we just feel so dumb about it.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people are able to take Mark's story and apply it to their own lives. And, you know, the process of making a video, the process of telling a story it's best accomplished if you're able to help people to have an experience, to take them through this journey. And Mark really does go on a journey, and hopefully the audience will go on that journey with him, to be there when he's up, to be there with him when he's down, and so that when the Lord reaches out to him, we really feel it. And then hopefully have that sort of spiritual memory so that when we're down, we might be able to think that, yeah, it's not that just that the Lord can forgive, but that he really wants to, mm-hmm. that we're his children. He wants us to come back to him. He wants us to overcome the trials that we face. He wants us to do well. He wants us to succeed in life. And he knows that that's hard. Yeah, just like going to school. We don't go to school and go through all the tests and all the lessons because we're planning to just go through it scot-free and everything's going to be clear and easy and we're never going to be challenged. No.
That would be nice, though.
It would be nice, but in the end, we're expected to fail.
Right.
And we're expected to be pushed to our limits so that when we get to that limit, the Lord can push us just a little bit further. Say, yeah, I knew you were going to get here, but I'm going to move beyond that, and you're going to be so much better because of it.
Where can people watch this message?
So they could watch it on the Mormon channel, under the Mormon Messages heading. They could watch it on YouTube, same thing. They can search for The Savior Wants to Forgive. That's the title of it. But the other place, the one that Joe's referred to, the place where the original version of the video is the Addiction Recovery website, which is addictionrecovery.lds.org. Or ARP, Addiction Recovery Program, arp.lds.org.
Well, it's such a powerful video. The Savior Wants to Forgive. Joe Fowler and Jacob Draper, thanks so much
for
being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can go ahead and post it on Facebook. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.